You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you haven't tried Built for the Stage, go to builtforthestage.com and we'll be on our way with 7 days of a free trial, marrying your fitness journey with your pursuit in a career in theater. Special thanks to BPN, Broadway Podcast Network. You can check them out at bpn.fm. Okay. Special guest, as always, just got to see this star in Americano, the musical at New World Stages. Been a fan from afar and very, very grateful that I finally get to chat with our guest in kind of person through this virtual screen. She also is a part of the pop soul duo called Lumos. We'll make sure to put the info on Lumos in the description of this episode. So if you want to listen to her tunes. I was just cranking out this song called Flames early in the morning as I'm hosting this episode from my beautiful office in Ohio in my parents' room of their house, whatever. If you're watching on a video somewhere, you can check us out on YouTube at Built for the Stage. All right, please welcome to the podcast the most interesting origin of a name that I've ever come across. Legna Sadio Jobert. Hey, what's up, Legna?
Hey.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so pumped to be here.
Yeah. Okay, let's just get into this. Okay. So before we started, I thought I like had your name, your first name down pat, no problem. Lenya, what's up, Lenya? How are you? Let's help me out with your last name. And then you help me out with your last name because it's a combination of two other cultures. And then I'm like, okay, so what's up? And you're like, well, actually, my first name is So tell us about that because it's amazing.
I like almost did not say anything about my first name.
There have been plenty of people. You're gonna let me just call you, pronounce your name incorrectly all 30 minutes of this episode?
I have done that before. No. I have had like friendships with people for a while. Figured it out. But anyway, I'm so pumped to be here. Yes, so Legna is angel spelled backwards, and Cedillo is a Mexican name, and then my husband is French Canadian and German and Irish and a whole bunch of other things. So here we are with Jobert, which is cool because it sounds like Colbert, who I love. So
true. Okay. All right. Fair. So you said your dad's name is Angel.
Yes. Angel in Spanish.
Yes. Angel. So he was like, you know what? I'd like to have this connection with my daughter. I'm just going to flip my name backwards and boom, here we go. Legna.
I don't know what was going on when they were thinking about what they were going to name me. And I think my name was supposed to be Aurora, which is cool.
Yeah.
I could have been Aurora. They started doing this with a whole bunch of names. They were like, well, what about this name backwards and that name backwards? Cause you know, heaven is, they do heaven backwards as names. I've seen that before. Nevaeh.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know exactly how it went down, but here we are.
This would be a fun game, maybe, trying to find as many words to spell backwards and come up with a new name as possible.
Oh, man, I used to do that. And for the longest time, I didn't really like my name because no one could pronounce it.
Yeah.
Obviously. And so everyone, they would do like roll call in class. And I always knew it was my name because they would just take this really long pause and take a big breath and really try. And I commended them for it, you know, but it was also the first and last name that always got butchered. So I was just like, man, I just need to change my name.
Right, right. How is it when you're at auditions and the monitor is calling out headshots?
Actually, it's been fine. I remember one that I had just a couple weeks ago. She said it right. I'm always like, yes, you did it, when they say it right, because it just doesn't really happen very often. So yeah. I've just gotten lucky.
Okay. All right. So we're getting into a little bit of the origin of your name and some family stuff. I saw you went to school at Kansas. Are you from Kansas? Where are you originally from?
Yeah. So I was born in Kansas City on the Missouri side.
Right. Yeah. I know this fun fact. Hey. Not everyone knows this fun fact.
Casey Moe. Yeah, I was born on the Missouri side, and then we moved to the Kansas side when I was in middle school. So predominantly grew up in Kansas. Yeah, I would say most of what I know is from the Kansas side. But yeah, I went to KU, big basketball school, Rock Chalk, and loved Lawrence, our college town. And yeah, studied psychology and then moved up to New York afterwards. I always knew I wanted to do something in the arts, something involved with singing and using my voice in some capacity. So the second I graduated, I was like, okay, it's time, let's go. And so I moved up here and started going to auditions. I didn't know what I was doing, truthfully.
During your psychology training, they didn't teach you how to audition?
They didn't prepare me. Yeah, I have a bone to pick with them about that. I mean, I knew I wanted to do something in theater, but it was really important for my family and for me too to get a college degree. And, you know, my dad was like, well, you have to be a doctor. And it's like, I don't know, Dad.
Is he still holding on to that dream?
No. He has since said, you know, that wasn't going to be your path, which I am grateful for. And he was right. It wasn't going to be my path. Mm-hmm. I was the first one of my family to go to college and finish college. So it was a really big deal for me. And I loved psychology. And that's what I studied. And it actually has helped me a lot in this industry.
Actually, that's a great point.
Yeah.
I definitely see the major benefits of knowing the mind in and out and being able to battle through or work through, you would probably say work through or work with maybe, the problems, the complications, the ups and downs of the industry, for sure.
For sure. I mean, I was not prepared for the mental hurdles of this industry, even after you book a job. So that's been a whole learning curve in and of itself. But moved out here, started doing auditions, and it's like, yeah, I'm gonna do musical theater now. And but I really didn't know what I was doing. But one of my best friends from college actually moved up with me, and she herself is an amazing singer, songwriter, and we always wanted to collaborate. And so we were like, you know what, let's do it. And so we started writing and singing together, and that became Lumos, our pop soul duo. And that actually became the heart of what we were doing for about 4 or 5 years while we were in New York. And so a musical theater kind of took a back seat a little bit. But it was always kind of there, like, yes, I do love that. And I loved performing and being on stage and being able to be part of a collaborative process and be together as a team. So I missed it a little bit, but that wasn't what I was focusing on at the time. So I was doing a lot of jingles for commercials, a lot of toy commercial jingles, and doing gigs in the city.
How did you fall into like your voiceover work and your jingle work?
Yeah. So our producer for our Lumos stuff was involved in that world. And he was like, you know what? I think your voices would be good for this. And so it kind of fell on our laps. And I fell in love with it. I was like, oh, this is so cool. And I had always wanted to do voiceover work. So that was kind of a good way to transition in. So a funny way to fall into it. But yeah.
Are you still in that world at all? Are you like in your closet with pillows next to you, like soundproofing your recordings, like room?
Oh, yeah. I still do voiceover. I don't do jingles as much anymore. But I do a lot of voiceover for commercials and random stuff. So my closet is filled with, it used to be pillows and all these coats and all this stuff. And then I upgraded to basically mover's blankets, you know, those like big hefty blankets. So
the ones you usually see in like the elevators for the moving.
Exactly. But they call them producer's blankets, which.
Uh-huh. Sure.
So my closet is lined with that and have some twinkle lights to give me some cool like room effect, you know? Still have the studio going.
All right, cool. And Lumos still at it or it's on a pause? What's going on with that right now?
Yeah, it's still there. My roommate actually moved to LA, which is so cool. And she does a lot of music for the sync world. So she writes music for film, TV. So she's very much focused in that. And right now with stuff that I've been doing, that's kind of been what has taken a little bit more of front seat, but it's still there. And whenever we're back together, we want to do shows and stuff. So Lumos is still alive.
Yeah. I was listening as I was prepping for this episode and I'm into it. So
cool.
probably going to be listening to some more as I transition to the coffee shop after this to do some work. So,
well, thank you.
Appreciate it. So Americano, what's the first part of this story for you? When did you hear about it? How long have you been with the show? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I first heard about the show last year in the fall. There was an audition for a workshop and I actually was not able to audition because, one of my best friends was getting married at the time and the workshop only lasted like less than 2 weeks. So, I knew I wasn't going to really be able to take any time off. So I saw it, thought it was cool. I was like, oh man, I can't audition for this. So I had to say no. And, a few months later, late January, my, manager reached out to me and was like, hey, so the show's actually now going to Off Broadway. Would you want to go in for it? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. So that was tail end of January, went in person on a Thursday, auditioned with like, I don't know, I think it was two or three different sides and two songs. Went for a callback the next day. And I thought it hadn't gone very well.
Why is that? Why did you?
Well, you know how like you're in an audition room and you can sense at the end when they're like, well, thank you so much for your time, and you're like, yeah, okay,
that was, yeah,
okay, oh, yeah. Cool. So the director kind of did, Michael kind of did that, but instead he was like, well, thank you, Merry Christmas, and you know, Happy New Year. Like, yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you too. So I like leave. And I went to Whole Foods. I remember going to Whole Foods and getting some tres leches. Uh-huh. Which is what my husband and I love to eat that. And that was my consolation prize. I was like, you know what? You did it. You had fun. It's all good. Have your cake. And was in at the grocery store in line. And my manager calls me and she's like, well, you booked it. And so that cake became celebratory cake very quickly. I was like, I have to call you back. I'm in line. So that was amazing. It was a really cool, fun experience. I had never had that much fun in an audition room. It just I think something just went off in my brain. I tend to put a lot of pressure on myself and have been trying to kick the perfectionist mindset. And so any time I would enter an audition room, my mind would go to, how do I do this right? What's the right way? And had been really working on that. And this was one of the first times I had gone into an audition room, just kind of being like, you know what, just like play, have fun, explore, just, you know, the lines, just be there, be present. And so I really used that exercise for myself, and I mean, it worked out. And yeah, I just had a lot of fun and felt grounded and felt there. It just clicked. And I really love this character. And so I think there was just so much love and personal heart of what I felt a kinship to this person and the story at large that there was just a zest and a passion for the work that I think also carried me through. And that's maybe why I felt so grounded too.
The character, it's Ceci?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Ceci Lopez.
So is this character similar to you, or did you have to like do some channeling of other people into life? Because it was my first time seeing you in person. So I'm like, oh, okay. Like this character, is this similar to who she really is? Tell me about that process.
I remember feeling pretty intimidated by the word tomboy, because that was one of her like first descriptions, was tomboy. And, I had to work with what that looked like for me. I really didn't want it to fall into like a stereotypical tomboy-esque. So how to make sure my essence was there. But she herself is Mexican American. She was born in the States, which is my story as well. And she comes from a long line of family and military. And my dad was military in Mexico. So there were definitely a lot of similarities that I thought were really, really cool and that I felt connected to. So I think the tomboy thing was the biggest thing that I was like, how do I do this? but no, she's just such a like lively, joyful, determined individual that I was just excited to put those shoes on and be able to represent as a Latina on stage. And
what's that do to your cast and the production in comparison to other shows that you've been in? Like that, just the importance of your people being represented and you actually being, all of you collectively being the ones to kind of portray that on the stage.
Ooh, I mean, there's nothing like it. This is the first time that I've experienced something like this, where the cast is predominantly all Latinos and we all are connected in different ways. And there's so many parallels and similarities to our stories, but also, you know, not everyone is Mexican. So we have people with ties to Cuba or the Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico. And so getting to learn from each other and our own cultures and experiences and bringing that in has been so, it's a family. And it really is. Nice. It's cool.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I have to shout him out. So back in the day when I was up on the stage, I got to work with this kind soul, Lucas Coatney.
Yes! Oh.
We worked together in 2011. Give us something about Lucas, that some of the shenanigans that he pulls backstage, because I know there's plenty of them.
Okay. Oh, man. I mean, he is really just one of the kindest human beings there ever was. And I don't know how he does this, but he literally knows everyone. It doesn't matter who I say. He's like, oh, yeah, this person. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's like my brother. He's like, which is just says so much about the light that he is. I mean, he's someone that I love him very dearly. Shenanigans backstage.
He's not behaving backstage. Come on, what's he doing back there?
No, he is.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I had heard he wasn't going to. So I was excited to see what shenanigans he was going to be pulling, but
yeah.
No, he's really not. I mean, it's really fun to do scenes with him on stage. We have these couple moments where we just get to kind of play and have fun, and it's really easy to laugh with him.
So you're coming to a close at New World Stages. He gave me kind of like the skinny of like, maybe there's more, down the road. What are you thinking? Are you going to be hanging around? Or can you give us an inside scoop here on the podcast? What's up?
On the podcast, an exclusive.
Yeah. Can you do like a first release here?
Honestly, I personally don't really know exactly what's happening.
Good answer.
I know there's a lot of like excitement and hope, and I mean, I'm on board for whatever. So I'm very much, if Lord willing, I get to be part of whatever next phase it goes to, would absolutely love that. That is definitely the hope. I believe, for this work to get to the Broadway platform, and it's so close. So I think that is the direction that it's hopefully going to. So we'll know, I believe we'll know soon.
Yeah.
All
right. So I know you have some places to be. I appreciate your time. I want to do a little after hours here.
Cool.
And just get to know Legna outside of the stage a bit. You brought up, you majored in psychology. You brought up Rock Chalk. What is it? Kansas basketball.
Rock Chalk. It's KU. Yeah.
I know this. I have a couple of friends that went there. So
Who's
Legna like off the stage? Like, what are you into? You said you like, what'd you say, Trace Leches?
Yes, the one from Whole Foods. If you haven't tried it yet,
okay,
just do it. Take my word for it.
Where's your favorite place in the city to go? If like the paparazzi wants to come, like get pictures of you going out, like what's one of your favorite spots to go?
I love Dumbo in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
There's this amazing bagel spot called La Bagel Delight, and I love bagels so much. So getting to have a New York bagel you walk the promenade in Dumbo, such a beautiful view.
You like the carousel?
I have never been on the carousel.
Well, you've seen it.
But I've seen it, yeah.
That
whole area is just beautiful.
That carousel is from a burnt down theme park in my hometown of Youngstown, Ohio.
No way.
Yeah, it's called Jane's Carousel because this woman, they were like auctioning off all these pieces of the carousel. And this woman, Jane, from Dumbo, her husband, they were artists. And they're like, we're going to buy the whole thing and refurbish it. So they bought it, brought it to Dumbo, fixed it up. And now it's displayed where it's at now in Dumbo.
No way.
Yeah. So if you do go, there's like this big stone kind of like plaque where it's got like background on the carousel. And at the very top, it'll say from Idora Park in Youngstown, Ohio.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a fun fact party that you can like bring up at a party or something.
Yeah.
Like, guess what I know.
The two pizza spots in Dumbo. It's, what is it, like Giuliana's and...
Grimaldi's?
Yeah, Grimaldi's. Right? Yeah.
Also really good Shake Shack there.
We're making all of our listeners hungry by now, probably.
Yeah, sorry, y'all. I love food. That is...
Yeah, me too. Yeah, definitely.
I love food so much. And my husband does too, so... We're always looking to try new spots. Oh my gosh, there's actually a really good donut place.
Tell me more.
In Hoboken. That, funny enough, they're all gluten-free, which sounds, that wouldn't really entice me, but I'm not kidding. It's one of the best donuts I've ever had.
All right. Name?
Yeah, you have to take my word for it, because I saw your face.
You know the name?
You were immediately checked out. You were like, eh.
You cool. lost me at gluten-free. No, I'm just
I know. I thought I had lost myself but it's fine. It's really good. We love Marvel.
Okay, tell me more. What's your favorite Marvel movie?
Oh no. Favorite Marvel movie? Okay, well, I mean Endgame always gets me. It really does. Like,
to the point of tears, you're crying?
Always. You know when he's like on your left and they all come out, I'm always like, woo! I have this thing where no matter what, in some part of a Marvel movie or show, at some point, I just get really hyped and I'm like, woo! And that's one of those moments for me. It's so good. I thought WandaVision was great. I loved Loki. I really loved Loki. Are you a Marvel person?
The TV show?
The TV show.
Oh, yeah. I binge watched that. It was so
good. It was so good. I'll watch Tom Hiddleston in anything. He's just so good.
Yeah. I got my dog in 2000, I think 11-ish, around when the first Thor movie came out. And his name is Thor.
So, oh, no way.
Yeah. And then I got another dog around 2018 or 19. And she's a girl. I rescued her. And we named her Pepper Potts, which is Iron Man's girlfriend.
Yes, that's so good.
But we chose that one because Pepper Potts, like when she gets her own like suit, you know?
Her
name is Rescue. That's her name.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really cool. We have a cat and... We were going to maybe go with a Marvel name, but we ended up going with Lord of the Rings. So his name is Pippin.
Okay, fair.
Which a lot of people are always like, oh, the musical.
Right, right.
No.
Yeah. No. All right, last question, leaving the listeners with a little bit of inspiration. You had spoken about entering the room to just kind of like have fun, create, let the material, you know, live in you as opposed to being so much of a perfectionist. As you close the show and you move on to other auditions and just moving forward, how are you going to continue that on? What's your mindset in just living, just letting it loose?
I think I always fought, and I know I'm not alone in this, of wanting to be the question of, am I good enough? Am I enough? And for me, remembering, like, you are, you absolutely are. And, so that, I think, is what I'll be continuing to take with me. And we put so much, like, it can be such, like, high stakes of wanting to make something good and awesome, and which can just make a lot of pressure. And just being present. And life is short. It really is. And we get to do this, which is such a like really cool thing, and we put a lot of work into it, but being able to just let that go and know that that technique and work is there, and you can trust it and you can trust yourself.
Cool. Legna, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. That was Legna Sadio Joubert. You can see her Instagram on the gram. It's literally her name. Awesome branding there. Keep it simple. Keep it really easy for the people to find out. That's going to be in the description of this episode, as well as her website, as well as her album, like where you can listen to her music. So all that stuff. Click it, like it, follow it, swipe up on it, double tap it, share it, all the things. Billforthestage.com, try out a free trial with me, and that'd be great. Actors are athletes, so start training like one. Later.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not gonna want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.